This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had something to hide. Well, Trump's come out and pointed out that Obama was the one that had the really bad migrant centers because he said, come on up here. Well, it brought a lot of kids along with it. And so it became a disaster, and there was rapes, and there was sex trade, and the Washington Post and New York Times reported on it. So they began to get funding congressionally to build better emergency centers, which they've done, and Trump's been benefiting from that. And so the migrant children and the rest of it. But then the media points at Trump like he did all that, when in the process it's been getting better, and even when he signs the executive order, which I don't see how they're going to implement that, taking kids and throwing them back in with adults, even though it's not their parents. I mean, how do you not figure out who they are? Look at Ellis Island. They used to keep you for a month at least, 6 months if you had any signs of disease. And you were put in solitary confinement because you might spread disease. It was called quarantine. That's how we got the country to basically be disease-free with pathogens. But I'm digressing. Trump comes out and he says, look, it's Obama. Well, we have an excellent article that boils it all down. There's been some others that are great, but this is the latest and the most put together. Kit Daniels, this story needs to go viral. I know you know all this, but we don't win by osmosis. We win by action. So get this article out. Obama's migrant centers overcrowded, disease-ridden, top with razor wire. Media ignoring Obama's detention centers from 2014, which were out of control. And by the way, they were some of the time putting people in general population, kids, and getting raped. Well, of course. I mean, there are a lot of criminals coming across the border. Trump said that, and they said, oh, you're racist. There are a bunch of criminals coming across. Hell, they're breaking the law coming across. But the issue is there's a lot of people fleeing justice. Remember the old days when gringos would flee to Mexico to get away from stuff? Well, it goes the other way. And it's not just Mexicans. Most of them now are from South America and Central America. I'm digressing. Let's go to the president. Here it is.
The Democrats are causing tremendous damage and destruction and lives by not doing something about this. And they know that. They know that better than anybody up there with a pen. If we don't close these loopholes, there is no amount of money or personnel in the world to address the crisis. Very serious crisis. Been going on so long. This isn't Trump administration. You look back at 2014 during the Obama administration. They have pictures that were so bad. They had a judge that said it was inhumane the way they were treating children. Take a look at some of the court rulings against the Obama administration. They talked about inhumane treatment. I read them. I looked at them. They're all over the place. Inhumane treatment. They were treating them terribly. We have a situation where some of these places, they're really running them well. And I give a lot of credit to Secretary Nielsen and all of the people that have worked.
That's right.
The nicest.
But notice Trump doesn't go further. Mr. President, they're on the news. They admit showing videos from 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago saying it's you doing it when that's not what's going on. And DHS releases the videos of how nice it is. Because I follow the news. I know they built all these things, and it did happen. Obama got them built. I mean, and Trump's continued it. But, I mean, the point is that it's just not true. They lie. They lie. They lie. And then you've got the head of Homeland Security, Secretary Kristen Nielsen, and they're blowing up at her. Get out of the restaurant, you bad lady, you evil white lady. This is race-based politics. This is poison. Let's go back to the president.
We have a situation where some of these places, they're really running them well. And I give a lot of credit to Secretary Nielsen and all of the people that have worked. It's the nicest that people have seen. But it's still something that shouldn't be taking place.
Notice, though, I admit that Obama and bipartisanly put more money in since they caused the problems that come up here to have better facilities for all these kids. Oh, you didn't think about the kids getting killed on the way up, Obama? And so Trump's continued that. But no, I mean, I'll give Obama credit when it's true, because I'm not a liar. But the Democrats didn't even think about what they would do when they said, everybody just come on up. when that all started in 2013. So that's the reality. That's the full spectrum analysis, not BS. I'm going right to Megatite and other callers when we're back in 60 seconds.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1-5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
I'm right.
I don't need to fight to prove I'm right. I don't need to be forgiven. Yeah.
You know, you can't be evil, in my view, and sing that good and write that good. You know, someday I'll tell people about all the celebrities that have called me and said they're listeners, but they're scared to come on air. Someday I'll tell you. It's most of the famous rock stars. Billy Corgan, Dave Mustaine, they had the courage to come on. And at a certain point about 10 years ago, when I would get invited to these things behind the scenes, whether it was Aerosmith or whether it was Metallica or whatever it was, I just said, listen, I like you guys, but I can't come hang around. And I'm not acting powerful. I'm not acting famous. I'm not acting tough. I'm saying I like the music, but I'm not. I don't like going to the studio and then make a record once a year and then kind of the rest of the time hang around with interesting people. Because there's a syndrome in Hollywood and in the music industry where interesting people get invited out to people's events. Kind of like with kids, you have somebody come to the event, maybe a clown, maybe a pony, maybe a magician does some magic tricks at the kids' party. When I was a kid, you know, we'd have a magician over, we'd have a pinata, stuff like that. Cultural appropriation, very racist. But I just realized that's what it was. Because I'd be sitting there, and there'd be an astronaut there, or it'd be an astrophysicist, or there'd be some famous author. And I figured out, like, that's what Hollywood does. They at their dinner parties, want to have interesting people at them. And, see, I don't think Hollywood's that interesting, so I don't go to your parties. How's that sound? I like changing the world. I like devastating the globalists. I like empowering humanity and seeing free market capitalism come back. See, that's what I like. I like sitting in a chair at 10 o'clock at night with the lights out and just thinking. And here's the thing. I'm not up here bragging. I want people to know I was offered 3 shows on Fox. I was offered Glenn Beck's job months before he appeared. And I rejected it. So don't think when I'm sued and I'm lied about and I'm attacked, if they kill me, I win. You understand? I chose what I'm doing. You don't dominate me. You don't control me. I don't want your Hollywood. I don't want any of your crud. I don't want success from you. I know the enemy knows that. But I want the audience to understand how important it is to fully break with them. Fully. The only reason I'd be interested in getting Kanye West in studio, which he wants to do, but his managers and people are threatening him. Oh, you're really crazy. We'll really lock your ass up if you do that. Is because he is a maverick. I like his music. And that would blow a hole in reality even bigger than the last thing he did. And he gets that. That's the no-brainer to come on my show. But it's not like I need that to get there. You know, the fact that they censor our podcast and censor all of our systems is the sign that we're the antidote. I could easily go along with the system. I was told, go along, don't be so hard, don't say Soros is a Nazi, leave the Islamists alone, do this and that, and we won't block you on iTunes and YouTube, and you'll have 50 million views a week, and you'll be the biggest thing, as you are the biggest thing in politics, Mr. Jones. I've been on the phone with the vice president of YouTube. I was offered all that stuff. I'm not a loser that they block me. I'm a winner because they block me. I'm not trying to be Joe Rogan, a lapdog of the system. I'm trying to change the world, and I'm doing it. And as for Joe, since I brought that up, I meant to do this. I'm going to do it now. Cue him up if you can find it. I was going to do it last week, and I didn't do it. I'm doing it because I don't lose sleep over nothing, and I've been losing sleep over not saying this. So I'm going to do it right now. Cue him up saying that George Soros was captured by the Nazis. Now, he got it good. Joe, I don't care about coming on your podcast. I don't need to come on your podcast. But my point is, though, I know you're as smart as I am or smarter. And I sit there and I watch what you do on your show where I'm wrong about Bourdain, but then you have your guys go, oh, look, we discovered the Clintons were after him and he was this and that. And then Alex, you know, Alex is, he you know, he's just wrong about all this stuff. And, you know, he says Soros worked with the Nazis. Soros was captured by the Nazis. Hell, Joe, why not just say he cut Hitler's head off and fought him at a castle and Hitler was guarded by 5,000 werewolves and naked strippers in SS uniforms? I'm not stupid. I get to hear my son listen to his podcast almost every day. I hear it to the point of I don't want to watch it because I don't want to start saying stuff because I care about Joe. Joe's a good guy. He's done a lot of good work. He's really a libertarian patriot, but he's out there in Los Angeles with his family. And every time I see this stuff, he's misrepresenting what I've said and what I've done. He says, oh, I like Alex, but then he snipes me. Oh, I like you, Alex. I like you. Alex is a good guy. He's wrong. He's like my other best buddy. Eddie Bravo, Eddie. You're a crazy dumbass. Boom, slam your head in the ground. Aren't you a nice little guy putting up with me saying that? Well, listen, I'm not stupid when I watch all that. I'm not dumb. I don't sit here and play Machiavellian games. I'm a straight shooter. I'm from Texas. So, that said, that's what I'm getting at here. If Joe Rogan came out against the censorship on the internet going on, that would change a lot of things. And we get other people to do it. But there's this thing of people that are kind of quasi-conservative sitting back while the big battle goes on and while the EU tries to ban free speech and while they come at everybody to kind of, oh, back off from Alex Jones a little bit and say that the hat tip, just say Soros was captured by the Nazis. You don't think I haven't been told that too? So I'm just disappointed. I'm disappointed in the way I've seen things go. But I understand. I come on your show. It's your number one podcast. Now you've had two that are bigger. That's great. Number one, it gets blocked from Apple iTunes. It's delisted and gets blocked everywhere, but still was number one for a year. I already know I'm number one, Joe. I already get that. It isn't about being number one. It's about changing the world. And you have the power to do that. Because let me tell you something, Joe. They're going to release bioweapons soon to try to stop Trump and this movement. And no matter if you got a private jet or not, if you're going to try to join the system, you ought to be trying to move in with them. Because let me tell you something. You're not going to be safe and nobody's going to be safe. We better change this or we're all going to fall together. So I'd rather just be attacked straight up, Joe. Give it all to me. Come on. Then, man, I really like Alex Jones. He's a really good guy. He's a little bit funny guy. You think I'm stupid? Now go ahead and play the clip of him saying Soros. When we come back, I'll play Soros saying he helped round people up with the Nazis. Here's reality, Joe. Here it is.
But that's another thing. I don't know what to do with her now. She thinks she apologized for that. She said George Soros was a Nazi or something.
Yeah, no, I saw the apology.
He was captured by the Nazis. I mean, he was like...
That whole Roseanne thing was done with her multiple personalities, she says. She was put there. That show was discredit conservatives. That whole thing was done so she could apologize to him in a PR stunt. You think I don't know when the Young Turks and CNN and ABC News all say he wasn't a Nazi and he fought Nazis, that it's not a PR stunt? You don't think I don't know I've already been threatened to stop saying it? I will continue to say it because my soul ain't for sale. Now, we're going to your calls when we come back, but first... There's a bunch of clips of him on NPR and on 60 Minutes admitting he helped the Nazis. But let's get the full clip. You're going to hear him say it not once, not twice, but three times. You know what I heard, Joe? I heard Hitler fought the Nazis. Yeah, I heard he got captured by them. Hermann Göring, Heinrich Himmler, Zeb Dietrich, all of them. They were fighting the Nazis at the Maginot Line in 1940. Yeah, did you know that? Yeah, did you know that? Do you know who the bad guys were? It was America, I heard. Yeah. What was my grandfather's? They were the bad guys, right? In the Army Air Corps, huh?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you can see me now, here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles. And sometimes I don't want to see him. It's my friends. Joe Rogan's a really smart guy, very sophisticated, and he's a good guy at his base. But he's out there in Hollywood, and there's a litmus test now to say George Soros was captured by the Nazis. Well, if George Soros was captured by the Nazis, he'd have one of those IBM tattoos on him. No, George Soros wrote a book. His father wrote a book. He did an NPR interview, a PBS interview, and a 60 Minutes interview saying he helped with his adopted father, the Nazis, and he said if he hadn't done it, somebody else would. And then he helped round up Jews when he was 13, 14, 15. Now, listen, if he said, I'm sad, it was wrong, I did it to live, I'd still say, well, you were young, but that's really crappy. But no. He said it. It blew up in his face back in the 90s. So now he's got this PR campaign going all over the news saying he's not a Nazi. He's not a Nazi. He's not a Nazi. He never worked with the Nazis. He was a collaborator. And, you know, the Young Turks call me the worst person in the world for lying about him saying he's a Holocaust survivor. Would you be a Holocaust survivor if you were in a concentration camp and you helped pull the switch to gas people? And he didn't even do that. He was off in Eastern Europe. Hungary, Romania, going around rounding people up for the local banker. And they knew full well he was Jewish. The Nazis didn't know that. There's whole books written on how they had Jews like him that would go in. They would trust teenagers, and so they would send him in to find out where people like Anne Frank were hidden. Yeah, George Soros went and found the Jews like a little bloodhound demon. He's a Nazi bloodhound. That's what he is. And he's financing lawsuits against me, everything to shut me up. I don't care, you piece of crap. I'm not a little rollover like you. You may have gotten threatened by authoritarians and rolled over, buddy boy, but I didn't. And when I was 15 years old, I didn't roll over to 25-year-old men. So don't tell me that I was back then. I made a difference. Look, I'm from Texas. I'm from America. And my ancestors aren't cowardly scumbags like you. And since you did that, you overthrew a bunch of countries, you bankrupt people's pension funds and steal them. You were a known criminal till the 90s, till you made hundreds of billions and came over here and bought up our media to tell us how you crap Tiffany cufflinks and you little wings, you fly around in heaven. You're some, no, you're a degenerate, monstrous scumbag. You're a vampire bat that drank the blood of your own people. And you're going to go to hell. And I'm going to win, and America's going to win. And we're breaking. You're getting thrown out of Europe right now. Everything you're doing is turning to pure crap. You've got a crap touch, not a Midas touch. Everything you've turned now disintegrates, you old stinking vampire. And it doesn't matter what happens to me as long as we win the war. That's what this is all about. You're all about yourself, you little Satanist. So, every time one of your people comes out and says you fought the Nazis or you cut Hitler's head off or, you know, all the rest, or you murdered Hitler or you're a hero, I'm going to use them to expose it. So you better get your internet ban in real quick, you cockroach. Anyways, as for Joe, I just want to get Joe's attention that whoever told him that, whoever told him that was a good thing to say, is not a good person in my view. Or is that your decision, Joe? Because if it's your decision to defend George Soros, then there's going to be a whole new chapter to our relationship. Make your decision. It's not a threat. It's the way it is. You make your decision. You decide which side you're on. It's real simple. You should be defending internet free speech. You should be championing things. You could change history. You're a major leader. You do have the biggest podcast in the world. Your audience rivals mine. That's great. I hope it's 10 times bigger, but not if it's in the hands of the globalists. If you turn over to Palpatine and become Darth Vader, I'm Obi-Wan Kenobi, and I'm coming for you, buddy. Let's go ahead and play George Soros and what he doesn't want you to see.
It was actually probably the happiest year of my life, that year of German occupation. For me, it was a very positive experience. It's a strange thing, you know, because you see incredible suffering around you, and in fact, you are in considerable danger yourself. But you're 14 years old and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father. It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
Hit pause. Back it up. It's a very happy-making. See, he was captured by the Nazis, and it was happy-making, like Happy Meals. Little cheeseburger, little cookie, little toy, little fries, little orange drink. Happy-making. In fact, that's what you call the Holocaust now, according to Soros. I think that's terrible, but instead of calling it the Holocaust and the death camps, it's a happy-making. Here, let's go back to the happy-making.
But you're 14 years old and you don't believe that it can actually touch you. You have a belief in yourself, your belief in your father.
Lucifer.
It's a very happy-making, exhilarating experience.
While hundreds of thousands of Hungarian Jews were being shipped off to the death camps, George Soros accompanied his phony godfather on his appointed rounds, confiscating property from the Jews.
Happy making.
These are pictures from 1944 of what happened to George Soros' friends and neighbors.
The happy making.
You're a Hungarian Jew who escaped the Holocaust by posing as a Christian.
Right.
And you watched lots of people get shipped off to the death camps.
Right. I was 14 years old, and I would say that that's when my character was made.
In what way?
That one should think ahead, one should understand and anticipate events, and one is threatened. It was a tremendous threat of evil. I mean, it was a very personal experience of evil.
My understanding. See, because I could just show the shorter clips. I'm sure what he says. It's the delusional. He's helping all this go on. But then he says it's the best time of his life. He's happy-making. But then he's not with the Nazis. He's just helping them. No. And this is the attitude. Oh, I'm just going along with it, so I'm okay. Oh, kind of like going along with internet censorship? I mean, maybe if Joe goes along with us being shot off the air and all the libertarians and conservatives, but he stays on, it'll be a happy-making. I mean, he's not going to be part of it. He's just going to stand by and watch it happen. Or you could be like George Soros and actually help round people up. But it's how you survive, like free market, so it's okay. Let's continue.
Experience of evil.
My understanding is that you went out with this protector of yours who swore that you were his adopted godson.
Yes, yes.
Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right. Yes.
I mean, that sounds like an experience that would send lots of people to the psychiatric couch for many, many years. Was it difficult?
Not at all. Maybe as a child you don't see the connection, but it created no problem at all.
No feeling of guilt.
No problem.
No.
For example, that I'm Jewish, and here I am watching these people go. I could just as easily be there. I should be there. None of that.
We got to go to break. No. There's more. I want to apologize to George Soros and my good friend Joe Rogan. You're right. I'm sorry. Oh, the full name of the video that he's in is Joe Rogan Talks About Tommy Robinson. And then you just hear about how I'm wrong about all these things. You're right. You're right. Joe, hey, I'm the bad guy. I'm sorry. George Soros, I'll kiss your big fat butt. I'm sorry, George Soros. Thanks for killing Hitler, George. It wasn't my grandfather's. You did it. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
One more thing about the Joe Rogan situation, and then I'm going to go to your calls. Joe is a smart guy, a sweet guy, a strong guy, and that's why it hurts to see him spanked by the system. And, you know, when they wouldn't put up our podcast on iTunes or delisted it when it was number one and did that stuff, that was a strong message to him. That if you want to be left alone, don't have people like Alex Jones on. Well, that's fine. But then if the drumbeat starts, because I'm a busy guy, I can't listen to long podcasts, but my son does, people in the office do. Joe has the biggest podcast in the world. Probably reaches, conservatively, 50 million people a month. That's a conservative number. And that's great. But then if it becomes an exercise, oh, Alex Jones is wrong about Anthony Bourdain. Hey, Joe, I talked to the people that were there in the production at the highest levels. They're involved in the Pentagon, everything else. I know all about it. Elon Musk. I mean, Joe, I'm not going to tell you, you know, who I talked to yesterday or who I talked to this afternoon. So just let's quit pretending that we aren't the tip of the spear. And then Joe takes DMT and talks about seeing space aliens in other dimensions. And then I talk about the globalist taking drugs and believing they're getting knowledge from other dimensions. And I'm the biggest kook in the world. Oh, I had Alex on. People think I like Alex. I like him as a friend, but he's a total nutball. I had him on. He talked about interdimensional child molesters, psychic vampires. You know, he's crazy. Oh, really? I don't take DMT. It's fine that you do. I'm a libertarian. And then I don't sit there and think I'm communicating with aliens. The people I'm talking about do. Because if you're a good person and you take the DMT and go to the fifth dimension, sixth dimension, if you believe in that stuff, they act real friendly. But Mescalito gets mean later. He's a goat, by the way. It's Baphomet. It's who you meet. It happens to basically everybody. Unless you're a really good guy. And then you get transported to a space prison for a couple hundred thousand years. And then when you come back, you don't ever come back. Now, I've never taken it, but I've talked to people. I knew about this when I was a kid from people that I knew that were involved in CIA trials at Berkeley. Oh, tell me about DMT, Joe. Tell me all about, you know, how you popularized it in the last 15 years. The clockwork elves, Joe. I heard about the clockwork elves when I was a little kid, and I decided I don't want to see them. Because everybody sees them. Little goat creatures with little green hats and little green uniforms. They look just like gray aliens. Then they pull their mask off, and they don't look quite like that anymore. They wear little gray masks so they don't get too scary. Because they look like little gremlins, little demons. Now, see, you'll probably play that and say, look how crazy he believes little gremlin demons. No, you do. You talked about it. You saw it. You believe it. You. I didn't take it. The Bible says don't be part of pharmakia. Because it gives you the evil spirits. Okay, I didn't used to believe that growing up. And then I learned the CIA is taking this to get interdimensional communications. You say you've had those interdimensional communications, Joe. I haven't had them. You have had the communications, but I'm the kook for saying that the owners of Time Life Books in the 30s were taking DMT? You know where you get DMT, don't you, Joe? In deep sleep. See, I don't need to go there artificially. I let my brain and my soul decide what I do. I let God direct where I go. And I've been a lot further than anybody that takes DMT, let me tell you. Because I got the DMT. Alex Jones got a lot of the DMT. The DMT, the DMT. Every night I go to sleep, it's like 1,000 years. My waking life is not even one fraction of who I am. Oh, believe me, Joe, I know all about the DMT, the DMT, the DMT. So, I've made my point, and I'm done. But I've got to not listen, because I'll get too mad. Bourdain said the Clintons were after him, that henchmen were after him, that he was being harassed by them. He had decided to go public because he was dating a woman who had been raped by Weinstein, reportedly, and whose father was a famous occultic Illuminati filmmaker, which she said. And she told Bourdain about the sex abuse of children, and Bourdain had a soul and was getting ready to go public. I've talked to the people that were there. Elon Musk has exploded in anger over the fact that I even know about the video they shot for the TV show. But Bourdain is dead now. Magically, and they got rid of his body faster than they did with bin Laden's in the ocean, if you believe that. Abracadabra, hocus pocus. He really, oh, just, whatever happened to Bourdain? Oh, he's just dead now. And that final cut they were going to put out, all these episodes since he woke up, plus it gets you top ratings anyways, telling the truth. He's going to go Kanye West. You ain't going Kanye squat, brother. We going to hang your ass. And anybody ask any question, you're a weirdo. Well, isn't that just cute? Yeah, there's Bourdain saying he's been experiencing Hillary's wrath and it's no fun. But, you know, Alex Jones is wrong for even asking a question. Again, I'm sorry. I'm not cool. I'm from Texas. I'm a country bumpkin. Well, I ride a horse to school every morning. And we don't have toilet paper either, Joe. We wipes our butt with corn cobs. And then folks from Boston, because everybody from Boston thinks we talk with Alabama accents or Georgia accents, why, they think we don't know nothing around here. We don't know nothing about the space bases or nothing about the shadow government or nothing about anything, Joe. Why, I'm just everything I seem, aren't I? Just another. I'm a Texan. And I learned to run along behind you like a little puppy dog. And I learned how to be big, and I learned how to be smart. And I learned about Santa Claus and the Easter bunnies. And I learned all about Hollywood and red carpets and all the big venues and making it in the system. Making it in the Titanic when it's going down. And the only thing popular is things that are facsimiles of the truth, are facsimiles of being unscripted, are facsimiles of being out in the open. But they aren't. And it's that slide from that that has triggered this critique. Now I'm done. I promise. Make America Great Again, Titan, Alex, and all the other callers. I will take your calls. And who we got in the fourth hour? Oh, Anthony Cumia loves it when I just take over for a while and take calls. I'll get to all your calls or most of them before I go to breaky wakey. Briefly, I'm not funded by the big globalists and George Soros and the New World Order and all the rest of it. And I'm a bastard child on Apple and YouTube and all restricted as they admit they are. I'm not cool. I'm just stuff they don't want you to hear. You know? And so, you know, but if you want to fund us and get great products at the same time, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We have the Triple Heart Support product, ExtendaWise, now in, concentrated EPA, nothing with Environmental Protection Agency, it's called EPA fish oil. That's the type that's really good for the heart and the cardiovascular. It's also good for the brain, but not as good as the other types that are strictly for that. And then it's got all these other great compounds in it, the supercharger. It's amazing. 35% off out of the gates. No reviews yet because it just came out yesterday. And we've got three other things it's comboed with, an additional 30% off. All orders $50 or more have free shipping. And then I forgot the really big deal I was going to announce. We have 50% off. I'm calling it our bestseller sale because everything that we didn't have on sale last time that was a bestseller, a lot of stuff was bestsellers in our top 10. But we've got the Super Blue Fluoride Free Fortified Colloidal Silver 99 toothpaste, the Immune Gargle. That's my dad, dentist, oral surgeon's name for it. You can actually brush your teeth, then gargle with it or vice versa, and then you can actually gargle and swallow it. It's actually a supplement. It's got iodine and it's got super salt silver in it. That's 50% off. The big 16-ounce bottle down to the 1 ounce. We're getting them all together. 50% off. It's all there. Immune Gargle, Silver Sol, Super Silver Wash Cleanse, all sizes, combos, 50% off. InfoWarsLife.com and a bunch of, oh, Knockout, our best-selling product for its price range. It's the big sleeper product. Everybody loves it, pun intended. It is 33% off. It's already discounted so much, that's massive. InfoWarsLife.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag.
The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The antidote for fake news. It's Alex Jones.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away.
I've got to follow up my conscience. I've got to follow my North Star of telling the truth. And in this atmosphere of unprecedented censorship in the Western world that we haven't seen in 500 years at this level, a new dark age beginning if they succeed, the EU banning uploading memes, putting templates in front of what you can even type into a browser to control you, and the Southern Poverty Law Center and Soros run it, and all this outrageous crud and the shadow banning and censorship of anybody pro-Trump that's happening on the Internet. It's out of control, and it's a beta test for everybody else. The new CEO of News Corp 3 months ago was in the Wall Street Journal and said, we're going to ban Alex Jones and WikiLeaks first. And then when everybody goes along with that, we're going to ban everybody. And it's only going to be big corporations. And now the EU's passed it, and that affects us, saying only big corporations can data mine. That means cookies. They can track what you do. They can ban you. They're going to charge you to show their article or put a link out to them. Totally violates free speech. And a lot of folks who still bet against Trump, who didn't believe me, they still think they've bet on the system. They still believe, watching Hollywood and watching all this, that it's going to win. It's done. It's over. Now, we got a new future ahead of us. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. It's certainly not some utopia. But we're out of the woods of modern globalism. It's in trouble. It's on fire. It's melting down. It's imploding. So when I chastise my friends, when I get in their face about things that I've seen and slides towards entropy. I'm doing it because I care about everybody and I care about my kids. And it's critical that the number one independent media personality out there, Joe Rogan, I'll just give him the title, not slide into that oblivion. That's why I did this, because my conscience has been telling me to do it. I told my son, don't play it around me. And I told the crew, stop telling me what he's saying, because I didn't want to do this, but I have to. And now I think I'm going to start doing it all the time. And believe me, I'll show everybody who thinks Texans are stupid just how smart I am. I got all of it. You think I'm stupid? I'm not. You know, the Patriots at the Pentagon, at CENTCOM, and the people at the CIA, they've got my show on everywhere. They've got it up on the big jumbotrons inside the command centers. Why? Because I'm not bragging here, but anybody know what I've done? Does anybody know who I am? You don't think I don't have five steps ahead of all this crap? But we're not going to fix this playing these games anymore. So stop acting like we don't know what's going on. I'm done. Shut it down. It's a war. We're in a civil war. And sometimes in Virginia, you'd have two brothers fighting with each other, wouldn't you? Well, I'm on the Republican side. And the globalists are going to lose. Just remember that. If you hadn't figured out yet that you can't ride the fence on this, you're not as smart as I thought you were. I told Joe that about a week before Trump got elected on the phone. I said, Trump's going to 100% win. He goes, really, really? And I said, yeah, watch. And I told everybody else that, and they didn't believe me. I knew. Because if Trump didn't win, something else was about to happen. You people. You globalists think you're the only ones that run your big mouths and carry a little stick. We don't run our mouths. We carry a big stick. We walk softly and carry a big stick. And I know everybody's a big tough guy out there politically. I get it. But all you're going to find out, we're going to follow this through to the end. And we're going to win. Okay, that's enough. I've been really bad. I took the calls. I didn't do it. But I just got fired up and got angry today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm wound up. Like a three-hour clock. Let's go ahead and talk to Make America Great Again, Titan. You're on the air. Go ahead.
The man, the truth, the resistance, Alex Jones. I'm a Hispanic Trump supporter / info warrior, and you want to give another 30-year-old a job? I'm your man. I have a couple points to make, but I want to plug for you real quick. Survival Shield, Mason Iodine X2, life-changing. Super Male Vitality, life-changing. Brain Force Plus, life-changing. Super Blue Non-Fluoride Toothpaste, life-changing. I'm sure the rest of them are good products. I haven't been able to try them all yet, but they're awesome. The hats, the T-shirts, amazing.
Briefly, tell us what the supplements did for you.
Well, I'll tell you what, Alex. Just like you, I'm about the same body type. I'm short, stocky, strong guy. I'm Puerto Rican, Italian, and Cuban. Hispanic Trump supporter, like I said. And I started working out every day. I lift weights every day. I don't even have to take a day off. I'm taking the Survival Shield X2, a drop of that every morning. I feel fantastic. My skin is clearing up. I have psoriasis, so that's clearing up. My hair is going back thicker. I'm losing some of it, but it's growing back thicker in the areas that I do have it. The Brain Force is just amazing. That stuff makes you think. It keeps you on your toes. The same thing with the iodine. Just brings this clarity and this focus. And the same thing like the Australian guy the other day that said 1776 worldwide. Your products are amazing. It's like a cleansing for the brain when we listen to you. And it's just life-changing. And how people can go against the true resistance, they're going to learn soon that they're on the wrong side of history. And that's why we're the right. We're not the alt-right. We're just right. And I've got to say, I started Titans of Liberty's Truth Wars because of you, Alex. You are a big inspiration to me.
Well, God bless you, brother. Let me just throw this in about the products.
Sure.
I remember hippies, good hippies, you know, the nice kind, not the globalist kind, at Barton Springs that were swimming like Olympic swimmers in great shape, with like big jugs of water when I was a kid. And they were like, I'm drinking iodine. It's the key. It's the good at halogen. And then group was telling me about it like 6 years ago. And I finally, after a year, did it and took it myself. And I mean, I lost like 30, 40 pounds without even having to work out like I used to. And it was like, oh my God, I had like sunspots. They went away. My skin got more tan than it used to. Other things happened. Let's just say I, you know, went back sex wise when I was about 16. And I was like, wow, it hadn't been fully 100%, you know, for decades. And it's just everything. And it's like, yeah, they put bad fluoride in, the bad halogen. They block the good halogen. But then there's no real iodine out there. It's all bound crap. So we put out the real iodine. It is amazing. The problem is it causes a detox in like 3 weeks. So people need to be ready for that. It's not a game. It's not a joke. X2 is amazing. But, yeah, I mean, I work out like once or twice a week now. And I used to work out all the time, and I couldn't lose the weight. And the X2 alone, here's the deal. They say, you're not supposed to say it. The EPA says don't do it. Well, or the FDA. You die without oxygen, you die without water, you die without vitamin C, you die without iodine. You die without iodine. And what does the FDA keep doing? Mega Titan. Make America Great Again Titan. They keep lowering the amount you're supposed to take. And I'm just telling you, I should have listened to those hippies when I was a teenager. My God, did they know what they were talking about. But those were the old hippies that were anti-war and stuff, not the new ones. Go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. My girlfriend is loving the product. If, you know, just keep it at that. I know it's a PG show. But
my wife couldn't get pregnant. And I told her, you won't get pregnant. Start taking 3 months into X2. Boom.
Oh, I'll tell you. I know, Alex, it's amazing. You're the real deal. If anybody's listening right now, Alex Jones is the real deal. Gay frogs are real. Look it up. Atrazine. It's a South African scientist. Who looked it up?
That's just one study, brother. There's hundreds of atrazine making the frogs sterile, but they also try to have sex with the males. And then there's no more frogs.
Well, we see that's the agenda that they're pushing. Okay, we see that.
And I'm not against gay people. They're pushing that. They're pushing it to depopulate.
Yes, sir. I know. And listen, it's just something that is going. We're going away from Christianity, and I'm not saying, you know, we're all sinners. We're not perfect.
No, but it's true. We're going away from Christianity and replacing it with something else.
Yes, sir. So I started a page on Facebook and a group. It's called Times of Liberty's Truth Wars. I didn't want to dub InfoWars.
I don't care. I don't care. No, all of it's free to air. Everything I do, everybody can use it. Whatever. I don't care. Just get it all out.
So I'm basically a political activist. I've campaigned before. I want to get into the Trump campaign, but I started Times of Liberty's Truth Wars to not only blog, and I call myself Chico Alex Jones. I had a page before that. They deleted me saying I was trying to...
Hey, they attacked my name. You got courage to just say, use my name. God bless you. Make America Great Again. You're awesome.
Alex,
thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. I have a campaign on Times of Liberty's Truth Wars. It's about basically I'm handing out Trump 2020 shirts. I'm giving them out to the top three winners. It's about going out with your Trump Pence shirt and saying, you know, doing a nice act, whether it's going to the police department and thanking them.
Which I'm going to copy that. That's a genius idea to wear the Trump stuff and then go out and help homeless or whatever.
Yes, sir. If you keep me on the line, I would like to get more information about it.
All right, tell folks. That's a great idea. And I love all the great ideas come from the listeners. Like I said, I saw a handmade sign in somebody's yard 3 years ago that said Hillary for president. And I said, that is genius. And then I came into the office and I said, copy her campaign sign and make it like that. That's where it all comes from, somebody's yard sign in North Austin. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us. Alex, get ready. Stay with us.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.